Dubai Eye 103.8.
Job satisfaction, Serena, is what we're talking about today.
Yep, it's on the back of a new poll by Bate.com and YouGov. So they asked over 3,000 professionals in the region. In the UAE, it seems a majority of respondents are feeling motivated and optimistic about their job this year. Sarah Garden has the details.
It's called the Career Aspirations Study. Its results suggest 84% of UAE professionals have a positive outlook for 2019 and only 6% felt negatively about their jobs this year. 77% reported setting future professional goals for themselves, which included finding a new job, learning new skills, and getting a higher salary. The survey also revealed the top three factors that were seen as important in an ideal job for professionals. Salary and benefits, according to 80% of respondents, was crucial. Two-thirds of them said career growth was also essential. 32% said job security was a priority, and another 26% stressed the importance of work-life balance. Over 70% felt motivated at work, but over half of them admitted higher salaries and improved perks and benefits would help to increase their motivation. This is Sarah Garden reporting from the ARN News Centre.
So, on the back of that one, we're asking you, are you feeling motivated and optimistic at work now, today, this week, this month? What about this year as well? We've been asking these UAE professionals.
Though I'm kind of worried, I'm keeping that at bay, but it won't do me good if I'm worried all the time. I do have a backup plan, but in the meantime, I'm just going to keep on working and doing the best that I can.
Definitely feeling very optimistic about 2019's career opportunities. Certain industries are absolutely thriving as 2020 is right around the corner. We have new hotels, new restaurants opening constantly. So there's definitely room for growth as companies expand their team. So, you know, hiring wise, there's hope, and even career progression wise, just seems really promising.
I'm one of the persons who are very optimistic. So I would say I would agree, though times are hard and difficult, I still look forward for a brighter future here in Dubai.
So calling on all residents here in the UAE to share their thoughts with us by texting now on 4001. What makes you happy? Survey touched on what makes a job ideal. To all the optimists out there, to all the pessimists out there, or to all the gate sitters upon, feel free to share your thoughts. Is it a big fat paycheck? Is it career growth? Is it work-life balance? Is the hours that you work? Serena is alongside us as well. What does it for you?
I mean, you know, thinking about it logically, you know, you've got your bonuses, you've got your increments, but then hearing you talk, Tom, I mean, yeah, changing job position, moving up the ranks, I think that would bring job satisfaction. I mean, when it comes to our line of work, I think our jobs are pretty fun, so I think we're quite lucky when it
but
comes to that.
Isn't that funny? I suppose this comes into my sort of slightly glass half full comments earlier on, where, you know, a lot of people will look at it. And how often do we sit here and around the studio and people come in and go, oh, my gosh, you've got the best job in the world. It must be so crazy for you guys. So exciting, so diverse, so
all
different.
All the time.
But you know what? It gets a little bit mundane every now and again. It's a bit different. And that's the case with every work environment. It doesn't matter what you do for a living.
But ours is also, I think it's hard because it's not just the hours that you're working. It's the after hours that you're working as well. Like, I mean, Tom, for example, you're going to events, you're emceeing, you're a profile, you're recognised in, you know, society. So
I'll get out of here.
I'm just buttering him up now. But no, it's not just for all the work that pays off and people are like, you guys are having a really good time. Yeah, we're doing that, but it does get hard as well. Okay. I mean, look at the hours that Z and I keep. I mean, I'm in work from 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, hang on. Have you got the violin?
My goodness. That is not what I meant. But I'm still happy.
No, I know. But that's the thing I mean. And that's whether I'm wondering whether job satisfaction, and this is nothing to do with just the media circle that we work in, but in all circles out there, especially at the moment when people are, look, let's be fair, looking over their shoulder, they're wondering what's happening in 2019. It's not something that is specific to oil and gas, as we might have seen in the past. It's not an industry-specific pressure at the moment. It is just a pressure that's been felt the world over. It's a global trend at the moment that people are looking at holding on to their jobs. So does that therefore equate to job satisfaction as well?
I think what you were just saying, holding on to their jobs, I mean, I've got a friend at the moment who's going through a massive change at work, and she's leaving her role because she's just unhappy, like didn't get on with the boss. And it just got to the point, she's like, I literally cannot do this anymore. And that overpowered everything, any perks with the job, any salary package she was getting. She's like, it is just not worth it. I need to find a different pasture to excel and move on.
Well, I think she's bold and she's different as well, because I think the majority of people out there, if they're willing to be honest this morning, and do text us now on 4001, if the majority of people are holding on to their jobs because it is a paycheck at the end of the day. And whether that be is, you know, they might be railing against the hours that they're doing on the bus that they're working on or whatever, but it is a paycheck and it is putting kids through school and it is giving them money to pay their rent at the moment. And the number of people that are not, don't have the willingness to make that bold move and that jump, I think has been exaggerated at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, I think there are more and more people doing it because of the pressures of cost of living.
Yeah, that's true. But I think if you're miserable day in and day out, you...
But when you've got mouths to feed and when you've got pressures like that...
You don't have to make the jump straight. You're still going to look at other pastures, aren't you? Like, as in, on the quiet. You don't have to be vocal about it.
So... Well, we are. That's what our job is. Listen, let's get more on this one throughout the rest of the show. Serena, I'm going to go to the news headlines in just a few moments' time. Thank you very much indeed to you.
Anytime.
We've been looking at the job satisfaction survey over the last half hour or so here on the show, and a number of you have been having your say with regards to that. Let's just give you a bit of background to it. As 2019 gears into action now into its second month, a recent career aspiration study by Bake.com and YouGov has revealed that professionals in the region are encouragingly optimistic about their career outlooks for 2019. In the UAE specifically, 84% of professionals have a positive outlook for the new year. Only 6% felt negatively, while the remaining were neutral. No limits for career ambitions, said 77% of those reporting back. The ideal job, what's driving that? The top three factors that were seen as important in an ideal job for UA professionals were salary and benefits, 80% giving their thoughts on that one. Opportunities for career growth, say 66%, and followed by job security and work-life balance. Other areas that were looked into by this survey, motivation levels at work, future personal ambitions, and much, much more. So, in light of that survey, what does that mean about the job market as it is at the moment and 2019 as a whole? I'm sure if you went to social media, I'm sure if you spoke to your peers and colleagues and your group of friends, there wouldn't be 77% of people out there saying that they are thinking very optimistically about 2019. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but the number of people that I'm speaking to are a little bit worried about the next 10 months or so. Is that something that you would concur with? Do send us your thoughts by texting them to us now on 4001, and it could well pay to get your comments into us today. Let's get more insight now, because as we know, a majority of Euro professionals are feeling motivated and optimistic in 2019. Do you agree? Let's get the latest thoughts on this one from the CEO of Biz Group here in the region. Hazel Jackson, friend of the show, friend of the station, joins us live on the line now. Hazel, thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you, Tom.
Really kind of you to join in with your comments. Obviously, you look at so many pieces of research and so many surveys that come out associated with topics like this one. This latest one from Bake.com and YouGov. What are the main sort of findings that jump off the page for you from this survey?
Well, I don't disagree with you, Tom, about general perspective out there in the market right now. So there were a few contradictions for me that jumped out in the report. First of all, that 71% of people were motivated at work, but 61% were looking for a new job. So that doesn't necessarily tell me they're terribly motivated. And kind of like 66% say the most important thing was learning and gaining new experience, but 80% said salary and benefits was the number one. So I think, you know, with all of these surveys, depending on the frame of mind that you're in when you answer the questions, I think it was end of November, beginning of December 2018, feeling optimistic about 2019, you're probably going to answer in a very positive, you know, frame of mind. from that perspective. The challenge, I suppose, becomes now, according to your quick poll for Dubai Eye, is once you get into 2019 and your aspirations and your goals aren't coming to reality, and maybe you are a bit worried about what's happening in the market, frustrations and doubt starts to kick in. And so I think that's what's happening right now. People are positive and hopeful, but perhaps the reality is that this isn't going to be the year where they get to grow their career.
See, I think that's a really good point, and I like the word, the fact that you're using that word frustrations, in terms of the fact that we are at a sort of optimistic time of the year. People like to start afresh. They like to start a new chapter at the beginning of a calendar year. They set themselves goals, etc. And yet we're getting to that, what, 5-6 week period now into a new year where you might have hit a bit of a brick wall. You might have hit your first hurdle as well. And frustrations, I'm sure, can get in the way. They can be obstacles to those achievements.
Yeah, I mean, I think what was positive about the survey, and generally what's positive about what's happening in the world right now, around the opportunities to learn, even if you've got frustrations because your organization can't necessarily provide the learning that you need, there's thousands of opportunities to go online and find learning for free. Even if you can't necessarily get that career progression, maybe you can put your hand up and be in an agile team and work alongside colleagues where you can learn something. You know, so 45% said they wanted to learn and were prepared to learn by lateral moves or even changing industry, which I think is a positive thing. Learning for me right now is almost the number one competence that you need to have, because things are changing so fast. Nothing is staying the same. So that was really positive. It just really needs to, employees need to take ownership of some of that learning. Fabulous if a company's helping you, and obviously that helps a company like BizGroup. But if they're not, take control of that and don't let that be a barrier or a frustration to your progress.
Do you think as well, and I know, Hazel, that you keep a keen eye on the business landscape here as well. Is that landscape changing at the moment in terms of the sort of demographics that are coming into the workplace at the moment, the packages that are being offered? Is all that contributing to a change in the work landscape here?
Yeah, I think it is. And, one of the benefits that we have in the UAE and Dubai is being able to keep happening in the rest of the world and know that it's sometimes a predictor as to what's going to come and impact us 2 or 3 years down the road. And we are seeing millennials coming into the workplace. I was quite actually interested in the survey where they said people prefer to have a job than be an entrepreneur, because in a lot of instances, millennials are coming in and saying, I want to have a main job and build my career, but on the side, I want to run my photography business or my online shopping business or, you know, whatever, my events management business. And so being flexible to those things is actually one of the things we have to adapt to. Being flexible to people wanting to have, you know, work more from home and less from the office, or have different hours. And it can't always be, you know, just pay me more money or give me more career growth.
Hazel, always lovely to get your thoughts. Thanks so much indeed for your perspectives on the results of this survey. To you and all your team at BizGroup, we thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great rest of the show.
Cheers, Hazel. Hazel Jackson there, CEO of BizGroup, giving her thoughts on the findings. Let's go to the lines. Let's say hello and a good morning to Jags, who joins us live on the air. Hey, Jags.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, my friend. Let's talk salaries, if we can, and job satisfaction. Does job satisfaction exist?
A little bit. It depends on the salary as well and the environment surrounded to you. I would say, a paycheck is very important. Yeah.
In terms of where you're at the moment, you don't need to tell me what you do for a living or where you work or anything like that, but do you feel motivated at work? Are you motivated because of the paycheck at the end of the month?
That's right. I would go with the second option.
Yeah. To that end, and to try and further your opportunities, what have you done personally to try and to get more motivation?
Yes, I've been trying a lot to send my CVs here and there, but none of them were, a few calls came up. But then, I thought, so I wanted to go into some more, educate myself. So I joined a course for MBA, which is three times of my salary, and I have to go with a loan. No option. So I have to sacrifice, my living style and my family status and all these things. So to, improve the standard so that not only just me and my whole family get benefited out of that. So I taken up step to join the course, MBA.
Well, long may that continue. Hopefully you get great success from that as well, Jags. And just let you know that you are in the draw to win those tickets to the tennis. So keep
Thank
tuned.
You so much.
And hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed that you are a lucky little later on. That's Jags joining us live on the air. Cheers, Jags, for that one. You can do exactly the same as well. You can text us on 4001 or give us a call 0487155000. A lot of people are doing that. This one's from Martine saying job satisfaction. Most people spend most of their time working. If they enjoy this time, they'll enjoy their life more. If they don't enjoy this time, they'll spend more of their life unhappy. And Adil's also been in touch as well, saying, I think it's easy to forget about money once you get used to your paycheck. So I totally agree that it is more important for long-term happiness. This one from White Out there saying, for long-term, I believe job satisfaction is definitely more important. The thing with me is, as long as I can afford living for the entirety of my life with a few luxuries here and there, such as a nice car, maybe a nice house, even with a future wife and kids, then I will be happy. Thank you for that one. That's from YT Out there.
Join the conversation
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
So we've been looking at this survey that's been published recently. It is by Bait.com in association with YouGov. It's revealed that professionals in the region are encouragedly optimistic about their career outlooks for 2019. Really? In the UAE specifically, 84% of professionals, that's well over two-thirds, have a positive outlook for the new year. Only 6% felt negatively, while the remaining were, well, just on the fence, a bit neutral as well. They've looked into ideal jobs, career ambitions, and much, much more. Overwhelmingly, the top personal goal for this year, for 2019, was reported to be saving more money, according to 72% of the UAE respondents. Other prominent goals included spending more time with family, 36%, exercising more, 35%, always a favourite at the beginning of the year, more travel at 34%, and buying property at 34% as well. Interestingly, only 26%, so just over a quarter, chose retirement before 50, indicating that more and more professionals desire to stay in workforce for a lot longer these times. The Career Aspiration Study aims to better understand the challenges and the aspirations of MENA professionals, says Kerry McLaren, the head of Omnibus MENA at YouGov. It covers aspects such as perceptions and attitudes towards current jobs, career aspirations, barriers to career growth, overall work environment, and personal aspirations and concerns. Keep your thoughts coming in on these ones. As I said a little earlier on, opportunities to win as well. Zina Zalame alongside me has been running her own poll. So, yep, we're getting surveys and we're getting research and we're getting studies and we're getting statistics and data. But so are we here at Dubai Eye, courtesy of our online poll.
Yeah, we've got... I call it a poll on a poll. So we ran some polls on this poll on the Twitter page of Dubai Eye. 29% said, yes, I'm one of them. I'm one of those optimistic people, one of those optimistic UAE professionals. And 71% said, are you joking? And it's the same story on our Instagram stories. 28% said, I'm one of them. 72% said, not really, not feeling it.
Matthew Roberts been in touch with us today saying, do any job with full heart and integrity, you can derive satisfaction that way. Matthew, thank you for that. You go into the draw to win two tickets to the men's tennis and two tickets to the forthcoming Desert Warrior Challenge as well. So thank you to Matthew for those ones. Not alone, there are other comments coming through.
Yes, yeah, Sohel is also in the draw to win tennis tickets or Desert Warrior Challenge tickets. Hello, friends. My take on this is that it actually happened with my wife a couple of years ago. She thought she was stagnant in her job and looked for some other options. Got one, but till date she's regretting it as she realized that her previous job was more satisfying. So at the end of the day, we don't realize the value of something until we lose it.
This is from Jack, who's texted in on saying, I want to say job satisfaction is more important. However, your home life is also important. If more money for less job satisfaction means being able to afford a better home life, then that's better too. Thank you for that one. This one from Cheryl saying job satisfaction is way more important. And this one came through from Gail saying it depends. If you don't earn enough for a normal living, then job satisfaction is absolutely nothing. If you have enough income for a normal living, then job satisfaction is everything. The problem is to realise when enough is enough. When I think about my future, it seems that an increase of 20% more money would make me the happiest person on earth. But when I think about the past, when I've earned 30% less, I have to say that I'm not a sliver happier today than I was then. So is it all to do with circumstance, and how much does the geography around you buy into that? With the cost of living, with the cost of keeping your head above water here, what impact is that having on your job satisfaction and your job-life balance? You've been putting this question out to a couple of the websites and forums out in the UAE?
Yes, got loads of responses on the Real Mums of Dubai Facebook page. You've got Angie saying, at my husband's bank, they fired many assistants, and now he, who's in a senior position, must do his work, and also what was expected from the assistants. He leaves home early and gets home late. His salary did not increase for the last 5 years. His motivation and satisfaction is really low. However, changing banks is not an option for at the moment. And we've also got Lily, who said, one of us has made some good job transitions over the past 7 years, increased their salary, but not through promotions. The other has freelanced, been underpaid in trial period work, and has had a lot of friends move away recently. Regardless, we're so squeezed by school fees, traffic fines, utilities, that it's barely worth it. We've also got some people saying, it is worth it. Optimistic for myself that things will get better only because I have faith. But practically speaking, life is getting harder every day. From Marnie, Zara says, not at all. Been searching for a job for 2 years now. Been here 8 years, getting harder every day. Last but not the least, Seema, very happy and very optimistic here. Things have changed a lot over the past 7 years. Things are different, not worse.
Mohammed Ishan, you have gone into the drawer as well. Job satisfaction is nothing but waking up in the morning all excited to work that day. Thank you, Mo. And thanks also to Shajay, who's been in touch as well. Shajay says, why is it that this survey, much like the schooling one, seems at odds with reality we or our fans and friends and family face daily? With the current market situation here in the UAE and indeed further afield, I find it incredible that job satisfaction would be so high. Shajay, thank you very much indeed for that. That is a very good point, and it is very well made. It seems that a lot of these surveys on paper seem to fly in the face, seem to fly contrary to a lot of public opinion that you might hear on the streets, that you might hear amongst your peers and your colleagues and your group of friends. Or is that not the case? Is there still positivity when it comes to job satisfaction in your peer group at the moment?
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.